You're listening to SBS News.
Equality for women will be at the centre of our first budget in a fortnight's time.
Addressing a state Labor Party conference in Sydney, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledged a budget for women. At its centre, a plan to boost paid parental leave from 18 to 26 weeks, a total of 6 months. Mr Albanese says gender equality and helping families through the cost of living crisis will be the focus of the upcoming federal budget on the 25th of October.
It's a modern policy for modern families. It offers greater security and, importantly, it rewards aspiration. And just like the cheaper childcare that we are delivering, this is economic reform. This was one of the strongest points of consensus and one of the clearest calls for action from our Jobs and Skills Summit.
The policy will be scaled up starting from July 2024 before it's fully in place by July 2026. Two-parent households will be able to decide how to split the leave, while single parents will be entitled to the full 6 months. New mothers are celebrating the policy and say it's something that will benefit broader society.
Especially if we look at women from a holistic perspective. You know, there's the what they contribute, you know, in the workplace, but then also what they can contribute to their families. And coming back to work when they're ready and motivated and willing to, you know, to give the discretionary effort to want to be there. Is when you pull somebody out of something that they're not ready for, I think that just harms everybody in the picture. And so I think it is overdue, and I think it'll be really beneficial.
Fathers are saying it will also offer a vital opportunity for new dads to develop a bond with their children.
It's essential that, you know, we extend maternity leave out to 6 months. Provides an opportunity for families to connect with their children and children to grow with their mothers and fathers for their formative weeks and months of their life. And it removes the pressure from households to not be forced into making a decision to get back into the workforce early.
But others are calling for an increase in the payment. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill welcomes the policy shift, but says it's vital the payment is lifted to fill the participation gap of women in the workforce.
It's a big improvement to move to 6 months' pay, but we know to really make it fair, to really make sure that there's not a disincentive to men to take the leave, you've got to lift the payment so it's at a replacement wage. Otherwise, there's always a bit of an advantage for the person that is paid more to return to work and the person that's paid less is to stay at home. So we want to get rid of that difference, make sure that it's a genuine system that can be shared properly.
The opposition says it supports the policy in principle. But National Senator Bridget McKenzie says she's waiting for further details.
We've always been in support of paid parental leave schemes that support greater choice and greater flexibility. So at first glance, this looks like an announcement that will deliver on that. But until we see the details in the budget around cost, and around the details of how this will actually be delivered, I will have more to say.
The Prime Minister says the policy is part of his government's broader commitment to equality, and the upcoming budget will reflect a fairer economic policy. Mr Albanese says the extension of paid parental leave is a minimum standard and hopes the private sector can expand upon the policy.
The government views this as the foundation, the baseline, a national minimum standard. And we're encouraged that there are already enlightened employers across Australia competing to offer working parents the best possible deal, and we want to see more of it. Because a parental leave system that empowers the full and equal participation of women will be good for business, good for families, and good for our economy.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.